We are here at the 2018 NAFQ conference, the 51st NAFQ annual conference. 51 of them, Jim.
That's
51
a lot.
Of them. It's a lot.
First for me.
I think probably a half a dozen for me, at least.
Yeah, okay.
So, but anyway, this is a great show. Obviously, there are tons of people behind the camera here in the vendor exhibit area. Got a golf thing going on over here, some technology stuff going on stage over there. A lot of activity here. And we are here again with Lodestar's very own Jim Paolino. Did I say it right?
Oh, perfect.
All right. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How's the show going so far?
So far, this is my first one, but excited to be in Seattle.
Yeah.
Great city. Been a great conference so far. So excited for the rest of the time we have.
Yeah. Any highlights? Anything you want to see here besides the town of Seattle?
But weather. I think everyone from Seattle is even excited.
Yeah, they're all
like, usually it's just
sun's out,
cloudy. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not raining. So.
Yeah.
So far, so good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out and doing my thing here.
Good.
And talking to cool folks like you,
good.
Learning a lot, and spreading the word. So I think what you want to talk about today is how credit unions can leverage automation and their vendors to expand their mortgage business while saving money. So it's a pretty good topic. Tell us more.
Absolutely. Our mantra is lenders need to automate everything that's automatable. So I'm going to ask you a question now to turn it on you. In a typical mortgage process from application to closing, how many times is the address of the property entered?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I would say at least a dozen, maybe?
70 times.
Oh, I'm way off
then. That is a perfect example of something that can be automated. So it's something as little as re-entering the address 70 times to getting fees from your service providers, to ordering title. Anything that you can cut out a phone call, you can cut out an email, those are the types of things that you really have to look into. If you can save 10 minutes, 20 minutes per loan,
that would save a lot of
time. That's going to start to add up, especially when you get applications that don't even close. One of the aggravating things about the mortgage business is a third of the work we do, we don't get paid on.
Yeah, it seems redundant as well, you know? And can I get somebody to sign my name for me too? Because, I mean, it's you're signing or initialing something like a million times and you get writer's cramp. And oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so how important is this right now? Because it sounds like, because we see these commercials on the Rocket Mortgage commercials where, oh, yeah, you press a button and you get a house. Well, it's not true advertising, but the idea, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to get to. So is that kind of what we're trying to aim for here with your stuff?
A little different than what we do.
Okay.
But Rocket Mortgage is what's called a POS in the industry, a point of sale platform.
Yeah.
And it's the best known one because they're the best at marketing themselves.
Sure, right now they are.
End of the day. But that is a good example of what a credit union should do for receiving applications.
Yeah.
So they're not getting paper applications.
Yeah.
You direct someone to an app, to a website. That's one way of automating those, you know, 70 times that the address is entered. So that's definitely good for the start. Where we come in is after that application comes through, and the lender basically has to deliver accurate fee estimates of what you're going to pay at closing.
Right.
And that's really important for the borrower because it allows them to shop for different services that they have. So we automate that, and we're basically able to deliver that information right into the lender, the credit union, through their system, and it's completely guareteed. So that's replacing a 3-day wait, it's replacing a phone call, numerous emails, it's replacing some data entry. So that's one of the ways that we do that. Then throughout the process, we're actually able to also perform a title search, the closing itself, ordering the commitment, title policy. So all those steps in a very streamlined manner is just going to make the process a lot more smooth for credit unions as well as their members.
Huge time saver. Huge time. And that's what we're all looking for, especially in a mortgage application. My gosh.
Absolutely.
Because that's probably the most complex thing you can do as far as a purchase, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's the biggest purchase that most people are going to make in their lives.
Indeed. And so kind of the end result of that is that the credit union becomes more competitive in that area, becomes just a more valuable asset for the member. So it's like, hey, I can get my, I mean, so it's so much easier than the traditional way, I'm
assuming.
Absolutely,
and we can be a resource for those credit unions if they're, say, based in Washington State, but then are offering mortgages in Arizona and Florida, you know, places where people want to go. We help the credit unions offer more services to their clients, which ultimately keeps people as members.
What are some of those services that you're talking about?
It would just be really on a geographic level in terms of being able to offer mortgages and closings throughout the country, so they don't have to refer away someone because they don't know service providers that they can use there. Same with home equity loans, which is a big area in the credit union space.
All right, so where do we go from here with this stuff? I mean, is it are we going to be down to like doing a mortgage loan in like 5 minutes one day, or is this still a long ways off? That's still a long ways off. I mean, the push button thing is still a long ways off.
I think the area where we're really focusing on, and you're going to see a lot of innovation, is the closing process. I don't know if you've gone through a closing.
Not in a long time.
But typically, it can be 2 hours. You're signing paper documents.
Remember.
You know, you look how easy certain things are right now. Our industry has been slow to adapt for a lot of compliance concerns, but those digital, those electronic closings is going to be the wave of the future, and that's really going to cut down on the time it takes for people just sitting around a table, having to send someone out to the borrower. Eventually, you're going to get your computer, you're going to get a tablet, and just put everything on that way.
And I'm also thinking about the anxiety level here, because I remember, it was just, you were just so anxious to get this over with and get in your house and, you know, move the stuff in and all that type of stuff. I would think this would lessen the anxiety as well. I mean, just from a mental standpoint.
Hopefully. You feel a little less pressured where you're not sitting around a table with everything. Yeah, peace of mind would be great.
Exactly. So, all right, well, anything else to wrap on? One more other question here. Goals. What are your goals with this? What do you want to achieve here?
We just want to start working with a lot more federal credit unions. Basically, anyone who has to lend in multiple states, that's where Lodestar really comes in. Okay. I started the company about 5 years ago, and we've seen tremendous growth over that period of time. So it's just more of the same and onward and upward, right?
Right on. All right. Good message to end on. Anything else to add here?
That's Jim? All I have. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anytime. Great. Jim, thank you so much, man.
Bye, Michael.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Jim Paolino.
Paolino.
Exactly. From Lodestar. Go check him out.